Translation and purport by His Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The personality of Godhead assumed the incarnation of Narasimha in order to vanquish the great fears of the demigods. He killed the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, who challenged the Lord with a club in his hand. By placing the demon on his thighs and piercing him with his nails, rolling his eyebrows in anger and showing his fearful teeth and mouth. Purport. The history of Hiranyakashipu and his great devotee son Prahlad Maharaj is narrated in the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hiranyakashipu became very powerful by material achievements and thought himself to be immortal by the grace of Brahmaji. Brahmaji declined to award him the benediction of immortality because he himself was not an immortal being. But Hiranyakashipu derived Brahmaji's benediction in a roundabout way, almost equal to becoming an immortal being. Hiranyakashipu was sure that he would not be killed by any man or demigod or by any kind of non-weapon, nor would he die in day or night. The Lord, however, assumed the incarnation of half-man, half-lion, which was beyond the imagination of materialistic demon like Hiranyakashipu, and thus, keeping pace with the benediction of Brahmaji, the Lord killed him. He killed him on his lap so that he was killed neither on land nor on water nor in sky. The demon was pierced by Narasimha's nails, which were beyond the human weapons imaginable by Hiranyakashipu. The literal meaning of Hiranyakashipu is one who is after gold and soft bedding. The ultimate aim of all materialistic men, such demonic men who have no relationship with God, gradually become puffed up by material acquisitions and begin to challenge the authority of the Supreme Lord and torture those who are devotees of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj happened to be the son of Hiranyakashipu, and because the boy was a great devotee, his father tortured him to the best of his ability. In this extreme situation, the Lord assumed the incarnation of Narasimhadev, and just to finish the enemy of the demigods, the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu in a manner beyond the demon's imagination. Materialistic plans of godless demons are always frustrated by the all-powerful Lord. Om Jnanati Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmalitam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachat Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadbhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kantha Radha Kantha Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishapano Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, everyone. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to purify my heart. I'm not at all qualified to be sitting here, but taking this opportunity to purify my heart and also learn from you all. Okay, so this canto is about the cosmic manifestations, and in this chapter it's about the scheduled incarnations with specific functions are mentioned. So we have heard about the different incarnations in the last 13 texts. So, you know, we've mentioned incarnations like Varaha Dev, Kapila Dev, Matsya, Kurma, so, and many more. So these incarnations, various incarnations, appear in a systematic way. But their activities are different. So in each incarnation, the Lord performed different activities. So it's a bit like, you know, every day we are doing the same things. So we might be, it might seem like we are doing the same things every single day. But every day is a different day. You know, it turns out to be a different way, although the activities are the same. So the Lord incarnates, but his activities are different, but the Lord is the same. So all these incarnations, we might not know about all the Lord's incarnations in detail, but Lord Narsingadev, everyone knows. And we sing his prayers every day and regularly turn to him. So whenever we are in distress, we turn to Lord Narsingadev. So in the Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharmasya, glanir bhavati bharata, abhyutanam adharmasya, tadatmanam srijami aham. So Krishna says, whenever there is decline in religious practice, he descends. So in this purport, we see that Srila Prabhupada says that although the Lord appears on schedule, he has no obligation to follow any schedules. He can appear according to his will. So why did the Lord appear in this verse? So in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritra Nyaya Sadhunam, it mentions who is a sadhu and who is a duskritam. So the Lord particularly descends to appease his unalloyed devotees and who are harassed by the demonic people. Now, we all know the story of Prahlad Maharaj and Narsingadev, but, you know, it's nice to repeat it again. So in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.2.46, Lord Brahma actually says to Narada Muni, so I'll just read that. O Narada, now I shall state one after another the transcendental incarnations of the Lord, known as Lila Avatars. Hearing of their activities counteracts all foul matter accumulated in the ear. These pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. Therefore they are in my heart. So when we also repeat these pastimes, although we might know them, it purifies us, so it's good to repeat them. So Prahlad was the saintly son of the demon Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu wanted to be the most powerful and live forever. So he wanted that power. So let's take a step back and think about who Hiranyakashipu was. So we all know that there were two personalities, Jay and Vijay, who were guarding, in Vaikuntha. And, one day the four Kumaras came and they refused them entry, and we know that they got cursed. And these, Jay and Vijay, they had to take birth three times as demons. So here they were Hiranyaksh and Hiranyakashipu. So we've just seen in the text before about Varahadev, where Hiranyaksh was killed by the Lord in his form as Varahadev. So Hiranyakashipu, his brother, was really, really angry at the Lord for killing his brother, and he regarded the Lord as his enemy. So he really wanted to become powerful so that he could defeat even the Lord and be more powerful than the Lord. So in the Narada Purana, before I go to that, so we see that Hiranyakashipu was very demonic. Now there is a story in the Narada Purana as well that once the demigods had gone to Vaikuntha to ask the mercy of the Lord, but they were stopped by going inside by a personality called Sumukha. So they cursed him. And he also had to come down to this material world. So this personality is actually Prahlad Maharaj, who came back to this world. So we see that both Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, they were both cursed to come to this material world. And yet we see that Hiranyakashipu has these demonic tendencies and Prahlad has divine tendencies. So why might that be? Why might one have become the devotee of the Lord and one the enemy of the Lord? So we'll go through two reasons. So the first one is association and mercy. So if we go back to the Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu's story, once Hiranyakashipu had gone away from his kingdom to, perform austerities, and he was in meditation because he wanted these benedictions, to become powerful. That is the way. If we want something material, we can go and do austerities, pray to demigods, and they might benedict us with some of those. So Hiranyakashipu had gone, but because of the austerities he was performing, the demigods were really, really fed up of him. And they took the opportunity while he was away to overcome his kingdom, and they decided to take away his wife, Kayadu. But Narad Muni, being very merciful, he intervened and he took Kayadu to an ashram. Now, at that ashram, Kayadu got the association, and Narad Muni was preaching to her. So he was reading, he was telling about the Srimad Bhagavatam and preaching about the Lord. Now, at that point, Kayadu was expecting a child. So Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of Kayadu, and he also listened to all the Krishna Katha. And we see that is why he became a devotee. So we see that association of saintly people and of devotees is so important, so that we can maintain these tendencies, these divine tendencies of becoming the devotee of the Lord. So, whenever we've got an opportunity, we should take advantage and, always be associating with other devotees and sannyasis and sadhus. Now, the second reason was, if we go back in time again, there was Brihaspati, who was the guru of the demigods. So once Hiranyakashipu again was in, I think it was in Mandrachal mountains, he was meditating, performing austerities again. And at that time, you know, I've heard one parrot, sometimes I've heard two parrots, so I don't know how many parrots went there. But one of them was actually Brihaspati, who went there. And they were chanting the names of the Lord, so of Narayan. So Hiranyakashipu, because he regarded the Lord as his enemy, became very, very disturbed. So his meditation broke and he became very angry that who is this chanting the name of Narayan? So he wanted to kill the parrots, but the parrot flew away. So now his concentration was broken. So Hiranyakashipu decided to come back home. And he came back home and he said to his wife Kayadu that this is what happened. The parrot was chanting the name of the Lord and that's why I've come back home. So, and then, you know, Kayadu was serving him. And so at the time of Prahlad's conception, Kayadu just asked Hiranyakashipu, so what was this mantra that this parrot was chanting? And Hiranyakashipu started chanting the mantra and he said he chanted Om Namo Narayan Namo. So that is another reason that, you know, Prahlad is a devotee. So these samskaras that we have are very, very important. You know, if we want children who have divine tendencies, who are devotees, these samskaras are really important. And we see that in our life, at every juncture, we have samskaras because these are imprints that are being created in our mind. So you know, these two things are really important, association and also samskaras. Now, coming back to the story of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj. So Hiranyakashipu, this time when he had gone away to perform austerities and meditate, he succeeded. And Lord Brahma was very happy with him. And he said, yes, what benedictions would you like? So Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal. So he said that I do not want to be killed and I want to be the most powerful. And Brahmaji said to him, well, I can't give you something even I don't have. You know, I cannot be immortal, so I can't give you that. But and I can give you all the material benedictions. But Hiranyakashipu obviously wasn't happy, but he was very, very intelligent. So he thought that he would trick Brahmaji and trick the Lord. So we all know what he asked for. So he asked for, and in the text it said as well, so he asked for benedictions like, I should not be killed in the day and I should not be killed at night. I should not be killed on land and I should not be killed in air. I should not be killed outside or inside, nor by weapons. So he asked all these different, so he thought of all the different, you know, ways that he could be killed, and he asked for benedictions so that he would not be killed. So, you know, these, you know, Srila Prabhupada talks about these tendencies, these demonic tendencies, where, you know, we think that we can actually cheat the Lord. But the Lord is in our heart, you know, as the Paramatma. He knows. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada always says that these demonic tendencies, you know, that we can cheat, you know, are always frustrated because, you know, the Lord is the most powerful. So my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, he gives a really nice analogy to explain that even within us, we have both these tendencies, demonic and divine tendencies. And he gives the analogy of a dog. So whichever dog with, you know, if you have two dogs and you just feed one dog, and you don't give anything to the other dog, that dog that you feed will become more and more powerful, whereas the other dog that you're starving will become weaker and weaker and weaker. In that same way, If we feed the divine side, then, you know, that becomes stronger. But if we feed the demonic side in ourselves, then that becomes stronger. So, how do we feed that divine side? Any ideas? What can we do to keep feeding that divine side? Excellent. Yes, association of devotees is really good. What else? Yes. Quality. Humility, cleanliness. Yeah. So, yes, thank you. Yes, so we can develop all these qualities. Mataji?
Yes, we can engage in the nine processes of devotional service.
Excellent. So, we can engage in the nine processes, chanting, hearing, reading. All these processes. So the more we do that, more we are feeding that divine side within ourselves. So, and how do we feed the demonic side then? Yes, Prabhuji.
Did you read it or you hear the news too often, or, you know, under the football and the rugby and all that? It encourages the passionate and demonic side. It also makes it temporary.
Thank you. Careful of, yes. So magazines and materialistic things, yes. Yes, anything else? Okay. Yeah, association that you should not have.
In chapter 16, there are six negative qualities also. And they are, for example, being arrogant.
Six. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Yes. So we have, yes, so we have the, if we feed that, so, you know, we by thinking we are the doers, we are in charge, having an ego, having pride, having hatred, envy for other people, arrogance, like Prabhuji said. Yes, so, you know, when, you know, we have these tendencies, then the demonic side is fed. Greedy and angry, thank you. So we see that Hiranyakashipu was certainly feeding the demonic tendencies, demonic side. And he had actually gone so far that he wanted to kill his own son. You know, sweet little Prahlad Maharaj, only 6 years old. How would he want to kill that little boy? But because he was so gone that he was just thinking of how to become more powerful, thinking of his hatred for Krishna, what was the fault of Prahlad Maharaj? He was just chanting Krishna's names and preaching. That's all he was doing, but he wanted to kill him. And he tried to kill him in different ways. He threw him in a pit of snakes. He tried to get him trampled under the elephants, threw him off a cliff. He asked his sister Holly, to sit with Prahlad in the fire. But Prahlad was abhayam, fearless, which is a divine quality. So he didn't fear. He was, you know, he wasn't bothered. He was just totally fearless. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jay, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jay, Gaur Nitai ki jay. So, fearlessness is also a divine quality. So what is fear then? Fear is an emotion, a response to something. So what do we fear? What are our fears? Anyone? What do we fear?
Death.
Yes, that's the top one, isn't it? We fear to lose our life. Any other fears? Excellent. Anything that yeah, that, you know, we can't have sense. Lack of association. Old age, loss of something, loss of our dear ones. So we all have these fears, you know, from being fearful of a spider to being fearful of losing our life, and we have that fear. So, you know, we go through three stages. First, we hanker for what we don't have. And then when we have something, we fear that we are going to lose it. And then when we lose it, we lament. So, you know, we go through these cycles. But why? It's because of attachment. We have attachment because we are identifying with our body. That's why we don't want to lose our body. We don't want to lose our beloved, our property, finance, our items. You know, if we even miss, I'm talking about myself here, you know, if you misplace your phone, you panic. Oh my God, what am I going to do with my without my mobile phone? You know, we are so addicted. So, you know, we are actually attached to all these things, and, you know, we want to feel so, you know, happy. So in this material world, we either feel happy or we are fearful of something. So if we go back to the divine and demonic qualities, and as Prabhuji was mentioning, chapter 16, there is a description of two types of people. In the first verse, the first symptom of transcendental qualities actually is abhayam, fearlessness. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that for a sannyasi, the first qualification should be fearlessness, because for a sannyasi, he has to be alone. There is no guarantee of, you know, how he's going to maintain himself. So he has to totally depend on the Lord. So he has to be fearless. He must have that conviction that Krishna will look after me and give me all protection that I will need. There is a poem by a great poet, Govinda Das, and Srila Prabhupada used to sing this poem. So, Pajahure mana Srinanda nandana Abhaya charana vrindare Durabha manava janama satta sangha tarohe bhava sindure. So this poet is also mentioning in the translation, O mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, which makes one fearless. So if we just worship, then, you know, we become fearless. And we see that in the Ramayana as well. When Vibhishan fell out with his brother Ravana, he went to Ram. And Ram's party were like, oh no, no, we can't trust him, he's from the other side. And Lord Ram says that anyone who approaches him, he will accept. And, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. But when the Lord says he accepts you, that means that he will look after you. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says this again and again. You take shelter of me, be fearless, I will protect you, I will look after you. So here we can see that Prahlad Maharaj has taken full shelter of the Lord, and that's why he is fearless. No matter what his father did, Prahlad Maharaj was not agitated. He was totally fearless. Now, in this verse, you know, there's a description of Lord Narsingadev. He was rolling his eyebrows in anger, showing his fearful teeth and mouth. Well, you know, that is fearful, isn't it? But Prahlad Maharaj was not scared. You know, like I used to teach in a school, and we used to sing the Narsingadev prayer every day. And we had some little children as well, 4 years old. And I used to say to the teachers, so, you know, we used to get the prayers from the internet, you know, YouTube. And, you know, if you look at those videos, you know, it's really, really gory with Narsingadev, you know, performing surgery on Hiranyakashipu. So I used to tell the teachers, don't show the children the videos, just have the audio on and let them sing. But the children would say, no, no, we want to see the video. We want to watch the video. And we were like, but you'll be scared. No, no, we want to watch it. So we would say, okay, that's fine. And it was so strange that the children would not be scared. You know, they would love the video. In fact, Narsingadev was the favorite incarnation of the children at school. They absolutely loved Narsingadev. And no matter how many times you told the story, they would still want to hear. And we were scared that the parents might complain if the children got frightened and had nightmares. But it never happened. So, you know, Narsingadev, because children are so simple. Like Prahlad Maharaj, you know, they just have full faith in the Lord and, you know, they love unconditionally. And, you know, so they are not scared. However, even if we have fears, because it's, you know, we are, especially me, we are all working through this. So we do have fears and, you know, we are working on that total faith and dependence on the Lord. But, you know, even in that case, we can pray to Lord Narsingha, and which we do. We see that during COVID, you know, we, at one point, nobody knew how to deal with COVID. And, you know, people were fearful. There were loved ones who were losing their lives. And people were fearful. And what did we do? We took shelter. You know, we were praying to Narsingadev, the Narsingha Kavacha. You know, we were chanting that. So we took shelter. So even that is fine, that we should take shelter. And Narsingadev actually does reciprocate. Even to this day, you know, we think, oh, well, that happened to Prahlad. It's not going to happen to us. But even to this day, he does reciprocate. So, you know, His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu, his brother Jananivas Prabhu, you know, they have shared so many stories of how Narsingadev has actually reciprocated with so many devotees. We are running out of time. I had a story about a little girl in South Africa, and maybe you all know that story, how Narsingadev actually came and protected her. Does everyone know that story? No? Okay, if we might go slightly over time, but I will say that story. So there was a family in South Africa, so two parents and a little girl. Now, the little girl from, you know, young age, she also liked Narsingadev. So, you know, she had a picture of Narsingadev and she would pray to him every day. So one day she was playing outside in the garden and, you know, she was playing with a ball. And it was like in the countryside, so there wasn't much traffic and the parents were inside. And while she was playing, the ball rolled over onto the road. And in a split second, there was a lorry. It was driving at speed and was coming at the girl. And the girl went into the road to get the ball. And the lorry was coming. And her father looked from inside and he just saw that and he thought, that's it, you know, I'm going to lose my daughter. And imagine if a lorry is driving at such speed and a little child goes in front of it, you know, there's no hope. So the little girl went flying and landed on the grass nearby. So the father quickly ran and, you know, grabbed the girl. They took her to the hospital. They took her to A&E and said, this is what has happened. So the doctor started working on her. And they took her in, they were doing scans and x-rays and everything. So after a little while, the parents were so anxious, so they asked the doctor, you know, how is my daughter doing, you know, what's going on? So then the doctor said to the nurse, okay, can you bring the x-rays, let's have a look how much damage there's been done. And the nurse brought the x-rays and they put the x-ray up and then the doctor was really confused. So he said to the nurse, can you bring the x-rays for this girl? And the nurse said, yes, these are the x-rays for this girl. And the doctor's like, no, they can't be. And she's like, no, they are. When he looked in the x-ray, everything was perfectly fine. not a fracture inside. So the doctors were like, what is going on here? So they went to the bedside, the parents also came. And when the doctors looked at the girl, on her body there were no other marks or no sign of injury except for on her ribs here, she had some scratches. That was the only mark there. There was nothing else. And then the daughter who had, blacked out, she woke up and she said to her parents, where is he gone? And they're like, who? And she's like, where is Narsingha Dev gone? And then they understood that actually, and she told the story that actually Narsingha Dev came, he picked me up and he put me on the grass. And that explained why she had some scratches on her near her ribs. And the girl was totally unharmed. And, that just showed that the little girl had so much faith in Narsingha Dev and he came to protect her. And this is a true story. Actually, the doctor who treated the girl, he actually became a devotee as well because he saw the miracle and he became a devotee as well. So Narsingha Dev, and there are so many stories that he does still reciprocate, but we just need to have that faith and rely on him. And all of last week, we've been hearing about Srila Prabhupada as well, how he was so fearless. He went on the Jaladuta and, he was so fearless. But, the Lord was always with him. And look how much Srila Prabhupada has achieved as well. So in some ways, the fear actually helps us to develop that faith because we rely more and more on the Lord. Because we realize more and more that actually we are not in control. The Lord is in control. So, this is a really wonderful story of Prahlad Maharaj and the wonderful appearance of the Lord as the Narsingha form. So we will stop here. Thank you all so much. And I would like to open it up. If you've had any reciprocation or heard of anything or any comments you would like to add. Yes, Prabhuji. Do we have a mic?
Hare Krishna. Just a very little story. This morning I was on my scooter as usual. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Get my scooter to come to temple. And I said my Narasimha prayer, which I always do when I set off because you never know what's going to happen. there was a Muslim gentleman. I stopped, there's a place where you can look out over the town. It's like a viewpoint, and he'd pulled his car in there and I just pulled my scooter next to the, and I said, hey, good morning. And he was smoking a cigarette, And he said to me, why are you coming up to me? Why are you, being sort of like being in a bad mood. And I said, oh, okay, Hare Krishna. And I just set off again, on my scooter. And he then followed me for half an hour. He followed me for half an hour. And he was shouting things out the car window at me. And finally he said, I'm going to ram the car into you. And he said, he counted down from 10 to
oh my goodness.
10 to 1. Yeah. And he said, the other thing he said was, it's just this, what this says in this passage here, what Srila Prabhupada's explanation, it seems to be sort of resonate, to be honest. He said to me, how does it feel to be on that scooter? I said, I feel free. And he said, oh, it feels nice and warm in here. I said, well, I just thought to myself, yeah, well, Krishna's preparing a warm place for you, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Yes, and we do take shelter when all these things happen. We live in Kali Yuga and all sorts of things come at us. You just reminded me of something, Prabhuji. I do the same when I leave home. I chant the Narsingha Dev prayer, but I was just remembering that once His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu was sharing that how is it that when we are going on a journey, when we set off, we sing Narsingha Dev prayers, we pray, please, please, please get us there safely. But when we get there, we don't think of Narsingha Dev, you know, we don't say the prayer when we actually get there to thank Him that, thank you, you've actually brought me here. We always do it because we are fearful, you know, will I get there safely? So we pray at that point. But when we get there, oh, we forget, oh yeah, I'm okay. We forget about that. So that just reminded me of that. Thank you, Prabhuji. Anyone else? No?
So Prahlad Maharaj, he had a good samskara prior to coming into the, you know, to existence through his father, because his father had the association of Narad Muni. You know, because when he was chanting, doing his meditation, Narad Muni was close by chanting a mantra or something. So he got the association of Narad Muni. So we were talking about good association. And for him to get a good son, he had that, the mindset still in his mind, you know, to conceive a good child. So talking about, like, a good association. Yeah, a good association with Narad Muni.
Yes.
That's all I want.
Thank you. Yes, it's so important, good association. Thank you. Okay. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai.